Just first of all, someone mentioned about playing card games, so you have to throw cards out of your hand, and it's a problem solved in Kohel. I found the Minchas Usher about it. It's a short letter on page Shin Chav Zayin of the Minchas Usher on Sechel Shabbat. And yeah, I'm not sure the way someone quoted it last time was really accurate. He thinks the Dover Pashut. He just says, since even though he's quite convinced it's not found in the post, he's not passing, he's just discussing his opinion in this letter. But he thinks it's the Rapashut that that it's not a problem for many reasons. Anyone take a look at it, and I'm very convinced. His main reason is that it's hard to call them different minim. It's enough the chiddush called the white and black chess pieces to mean them. Okay, but the cards, like there's a deck of cards, or he's talking about racco, I think, if anyone remembers that in the old days. They're just, you know, different numbers, one to whatever on cards. He says it can't be that for mean them. It's all one min. Not to mention back, this is not poorer, it's not ochum solet, that's where you're playing the game, and many other reasons. Anyway, so I'm not worried.
Would it be different than the white and black chess
pieces? So the white and black chess pieces are like two different teams. You could say you use them differently. A deck of cards, you can't use them differently. Like it's a game. All the cards are part of the game. You don't divide them into two teams. I understand each card has its own value, but that doesn't make it a different min. It's all cards for playing cards. So anyway, I'm very convinced that he is correct, not that he needs my approval. Okay. So I know I did not. Whoever sees Rabbi Sokolovsky should ask him, because, you know, if the Rav Asher has misreported to me, maybe also Rabbi Sokolovsky. Anyway, whoever sees Rabbi Sokolovsky should ask him. I'm not considering right.
But, 10 to 20.
Good. He should, yeah. I trust him to be like Hillel Hazaken and have patience, even if he gets asked 10 times. Okay, let's remember where we were. We were talking about the Trumas Hadeshen, right? What does the Trumas Hadeshen say? The Trumas Hadeshen is trying to figure out what's considered Me'urav and what is not considered Me'urav, right? It's Korkman, Chatif, Dagim, Dagim, Hamunachim, Aluach, Echad. Etc. And what does he say? He says, right? I hear one of the Gedolim was very nizhar to keep all the conditions of Breira, but it doesn't seem to be because he says. Ma'od hayek neged svar salish shnei minim shenikarim ba'perdotim chatikot gedolos shemunachim yachad de'ibreira shayta b'hu. Svar salish, that's from the Hadeshen. They're big pieces of breira. Breira is a combination of small things like wheat and pebbles, etc. Big pieces, each one is independent. They're not considered mixed. It's not a tarobus. If it's not a tarobus, there's no breira because each piece is independent. That's what it seems to him. But then at the end, he said, Ephes, Hovakosva smag da verb sol so called Bill Royal Chayv Chatas. However, since the Chashashu Bechayv Chatas, they were saying, Ain't the Halakul Hakabli Raya, Raya Brewer, etc. He says, I'm convinced that big pieces, there's no Isra Brera. However, since we're dealing with the Shadows, the right, it's just me being convinced that I don't have a Makar. Therefore, Lamaita, he was Machmir, and he said that if you wanted to separate the fish, then you have to do it. Take the ochel from the psolus, meaning the kind of fish you want to eat, the kind of fish you don't want to eat, with your hands, obviously, is the only way to do it, and lit alter. And then he adds, of course, but if it's all one type of fish, then it's all min echad, it's no problem. That's where the Ramah gets from. Says there are most shnei ne dog and mikr shnei mine ochlin, but also liver ech mechavel, the yadu, the ochlo miyad. Right, even though the Shumazish taught me Svarat Halev, it was the mutter, he didn't want to rely on it, and therefore we of course, we didn't want to rely on it. We also don't rely on it. And we say that even big things could have an issue of can have an issue of Breira. Then the Aruch HaShulchan discusses, I think that was on the Makoros. The Aruch HaShulchan discusses, well, what about our whole life? How do we separate our forks and knives and spoons and plates and books and everything else in our life, right? When we thought Breira only applied to Oakland, which is sort of Havmina, not the strong Havmina, he said, okay, so when did we do that? You know, everything we prepare for workshop, sort of Breira applied to anything, which he proves. Then how is it mutter to be borer anything in life? And he said, two answers. His first answer, he says, he says, what about silverware, etc., or svarim, etc.? So he says, Shnei Panim, two answers. Number one, Dabra hanikar harbe le'ein haroe lo shayach lo marbazeh breira. If something's recognizable, it's not breira. That's just the tila b'alma. Silverware and clothing and books, etc. that you can see that they're different. It's not like even small foods, maybe you can't see the difference. Name in the Oakland, if they're small and you have to look, you have to examine them, but it's obvious, you can obviously see they're different. That's not a problem. And then he quotes this Rama. Then he quotes this Rama, and he says that the Trum Sadesha was Machmir. And he suggests that, well, it sounds like even if it's recognizable, pieces of fish are still a problem, right? And therefore he says, no problem, we have another heter. The second heter is because we only take them by hand, big things you only separate by hand, and we always take them to altar before we're going to use them. So he's fired. Okay, so we have two heterim. One is the recognizable, and two is ochemitoch soleth. And the Trumas Hadeshen seems to say the first one is not a good heter. We're not so mechani, even though it's a good svara. Because there are other heterim also. But really, even big recognizable things were still machron, and you can only take ochem, you talk up soleth, biyad, le, altar. That is the standard understanding. The Aruch HaShulchan seems to be noted that way because of the Trumas Hadeshen, the Shmir Shtal Tochapa says that because of the Trumas Hadeshen. The Mishnah Brewer seems to say that because in this long Mishnah Brewer, Dibramatul Lech on the Yad, he talks about clothing on top of clothing, which is obviously big recognizable things, and says that Bora is Shayach. So the standard understanding seems to be of the Bir Halachi here about clothing, and seemingly not good on the Aruch HaShulchan, Shmir Shabbat, and most of the Madri Svarim are clear that even things that are recognized, that are large and recognizable, still have a problem of borer. The Aruch HaShulchan says that you have to draw the line someplace. Let's say you have four or five things, and it's not a jumble of a lot of things. Okay, then that's hard to say that the parobis, because you don't have like a lot of things to sort. But some of the Trumas Hadeshen was talking about when you had many pieces of fish. But at the very least, if you have many things, then you know where to draw the line is tricky. But at the very least, if you have many things, and you still have to find the different ones because it's such a jumble of things, then it's still shayach to talk about Borer. Who disagrees? Ravadia. Ravadia says, no, Avada, there's no Borer in silverware. Avada, there's no Borer in books. Avada, there's no Borer in clothing, or at least most of the case, better. What about the Trumas Hadeshen? Okay, could have said we don't care about the Trumas Hadeshen, could have fired him. Ravadia says, no, the Trumas Hadeshen was two species of fish that are very similar. Some species of fish look similar, not salmon and sole, but someone told me two kinds of fish that might look more similar.
Salmon and red snapper.
Okay. So Sfezer Avadya, no, that's when you moms have to examine them to see which is which. That's when your mamash have to examine them to say which is which. That's a Ravadya from the brackets here. Where was it? Where did I write? Yabi Omer Chilke or Chaim Simalam Aleph. That's a Ravadya. Even the Trumas Hadashim was only by fish that looked very similar, and therefore it takes work to separate, not to separate the citizens, to recognize what was. But if it's obvious what was, then that's not Borer Bichlal.
This is a subcategory of in big, you know, if things were apples, would you be saying the same thing with red and green apples, etc.? Because they're clear, so or red and green sweets.
It's a good question to figure out exactly where to draw the line. He's saying this about big things. What about big things? Well, what are you saying? Yeah, I don't have the two part of it. So the thing is, peas and carrots, if you have a lot of peas and carrots, even though you can tell which is which, you have to sort through them. It's hard to identify them because they're all mixed together. As opposed to if you have a bunch of books, okay, you can immediately look and see which safer is which. If you're silverware, you can see which silverware is which. Peas and carrots might be different. They're so small that even though one is green and one is orange, but still. They're so small that you have to look, where are the peas, where are the carrots? If I see a pile of silverware on the table, I can see what. I don't need any eager, right? Both peas and carrots, problem to me, you need to move them all aside and check and underneath and what's hiding. It's big things. Yes, five and recognizability. Lamaita, what if you have big pieces? What if you have big pieces? So you have two data. Certainly, the Urcha Shulchan, at least in his first day, it's not so clear if it's all made. Whose parentheses? At the end of Yitzayim, what does it say? Yeah. The truth is that even after you quote the Shema Tadeshen, I think you're right, sorry. Okay, what did he do with the even if it's only a few pieces. But he does think you and Doc. Then he says just a mu'atim. Mu'atim, I see, means a few pieces, not small, because small, he admits, are a problem. It sounds like, but then right? You have to be ma'ayin. Small things, you always have to be ma'ayin. You don't have to be ma'ayin. Where to draw the line is not so clear. He might still say, if you have a lot of things, you still need eon to like. Okay, but basically, you have Kudeo, you have the Hapamina, or the, anyone see? Shumas HaDeshen Misvara, says it's not Brera, and says Rahovadya, not Brera, unless they look similar. And he makes that okay to the Trumas HaDeshen, that it was these fish that look similar. However, the shot of Maskana Trumas HaDeshen and the Mishnah Brura and the Shmir Shabbat El Chasa and Mod Potkin is that it is Boer, even if they're big recognizable pieces. The only exception says the Urcha Shulchan is if it's only a few pieces, that's only the jumble of a lot of them. Because then you have to find what's hiding under something else, etc. But if it's a few pieces, then it's a sure mutter. And again, it's not a they're in the Yathdaiti. Seems to take this from the dash, and that's only if they're merubos, as opposed to mu'atos. And I think that last thing is mu'atos. But what are the exceptions? Says the Urcha Shulchan If it's just a few pieces, then how can we be machmer on that? After all, they're not, like, you don't have to look at all. If it's 50 pieces, even if they're big and recognizable, you can still work to sort them. But if it's a few pieces, then pashut mutter. It would seem pashut the same that if you have, let's say, farm on the top, that's not over. Not sparring in a big jumble pile, sparring on your bookshelf. And you want to take something to read later, right? So it's not lahalter. That's not borer. Or even you're sparring your shelf and you want to take something, a safer that you don't like, throw in the garbage. Not a safer bookshelf. Right? You know, take some, or the more common case, you're taking the safer you want to read, but you want to read in 4 hours. That's like the Aruch HaShulchan example of 4 or 5 things, being each one is recognizable, it says it's fine, you don't, they're not mixed together at all. It's not like a jumble is thrown on the table. A jumble is thrown on the table. If you have a few farim, then it doesn't take any work to tell what to do. If you have a jumble of 40 farim on the table, then that is already a shash of boker. So many of the Mandis sort of say, a similar heter would be, or not everyone agrees, but it seems very poshut, organized on the shelf. Organize on the shelf, whatever, you just look at it. Each one says on the spine what it is. You don't have to separate them. They happen to be next to each other, but that's jumbled at all. And that's pocket that I don't think that's a shot of that I don't think it's a shot of braver. Yes, yeah, still.
So in the shtibl in Shabbos morning, I want to take a kumit for laning. Not be considered.
And let's say you take a kumit for laning in a way that would be boring. Right? It's a sheep.
The jump.
Is that considered la'alter or not? Fascinating question. Is that la'alter or not? After all, you know, you're not leaning till after chakras. You know, or is that all one suda? It's all part of dopping. Nerolinear site is that la'alter. Not to mention the fact that, you know, it's enough of a former that we're ever about. From Sidurim or whatever, but Nerolin is like that's called the altar. It's all one topping. I don't know if people do in shtibles.
If you wind up putting bags from a jumble, because you're not using it right away.
No, so again, it depends on what you're putting bags for. If you mean, you don't mean putting bags for, you just put everything randomly on a shelf, because then you're not, obviously not sorting anything. What you mean is you have a jumble spot, right? And you're putting the Shabruz in the Shabruz section, and the Gemara's in the Gemara section, and like, so again, clean base men is not necessarily a jumble. That might be more like the case of Rav Bechai in the Gemara. If you have a jumble, meaning you have 20 tables and each one has paper on it, that's not boker. They're not mixed together. They're each in a separate plate. But let's say, Mamish, you have just all the farmer piles someplace and you want to put them each on their shelf, then that could be potentially a problem. Again, not according to Rav Bechai and the svara of the Trumas Adetchen and the beginning of the Aruch HaShulchan. Well, the Mises is where Mas brought it. If you're not a Rav Bechai, Nick, then that could be a problem because you're sorting it out.
Even if one really one you want to put away, you say something not, or anything.
Putting
whichever one's on top, I'm just putting away.
And that's awesome. We'll get
to it. Down that for the Ryan.
Yeah, we'll get to it. Give me a second. Okay. A similar except it's farm on the shelf.
That's from five.
No. That would be the Coolio one.
But if it's
farm on the shelf, which are clearly distinct and recognizable, because like there's you can read the spines, would be mother. Even according to the mirror. That's what I meant to say. Okay, let's talk about some other cases. Let's first talk about this. The Gemara said, I bottom my dollar mile. What happened? We're not sure what the circumstances were, but what happened? Remember Davi was the waiter? He had what do they call it? Torah notes, right? Apparently they had, did you know they had Torah notes in the days of the Gemara? I don't know if anyone ever went to Israeli Yeshiva knows what Torah note is. They probably don't throw a note into Rosh Hashanah, right? No one went to an Israeli Yeshiva?
We had Torah note in Chavin.
Okay, yeah, of course. So he asked baby or Shabbos or a baby Havai. Okay, it was his Torah note. That Shabbos. Ve'ikla Ravami Ravati Shadda Kamayu Kalkola de Peri. He threw the basket in front of them. And I don't know if it was because Ochum Tov Kolos was, he put Ochum Tov Kolos up, and oh my God, we can tell what the details, we'll get into it, or just to say, oh, I'm throwing these all over the place. Please don't be cheap. Take as much as you want so that they wouldn't feel like you was being cheap with them. Okay, what do we see here? That one of the sons of the author was Shatav Borer. How do you spell the Shatav Borer? He and the simple shot is there was Ochel and Psoles in this basket. He threw everything scattered so much that it was no longer Ma'urah. And once it's no longer Ma'urah, there's no Borer. Okay, if you're cleaning this mess there, like one of these farming each table, and it's not Ma'urah, that's not Borer. Unless you put them all in a cart and then support that. So you're allowed to artificially erase the eliminate the tarovet, and then it's not a tarovet, then you can do whatever you want. That's what comes out of this Gemara, and Rav Moshe in those Shuas also says it's okay. Said if you want, let's say an Eitza, you want to sort this over, right? Put the forks in the fork drawer, the knife drawer, and the spoon drawer, et cetera, or whatever it is. So what you can do is, if you have a big table, you throw them all over the table so that they're not touching each other anymore, then they're separate, they're not at their rocks anymore. And you know, you can do whatever you want. Bottom line, dollar out on the board series. Now, the famous Kula Shmir Shabbat Kochata that's often misunderstood, and I think, could I just have a volunteer? Okay, says the Shmir Shabbat Kochata Perek Gimel. If you have one, you can just open it, Perek Gimel, Halacha, Hey Gimel, or you can just listen. It's not the one. What does he say? He says, you have different things, you can't sort them. You can't sort them even if, again, this is obviously has to do with the Hakir of the Mishnah Berurah, but not the true according to the Rosh and the Tosafot, only according to the Rambam. But if you have different things, you can't sort them, even just put them all away, like silverware, for example. Again, silverware would be much harder to revive because it's big. Let's say the very least the Ashkenazim poskim are machronic. Lefika kara, they says the Malayo bat hapuzim eshkoliot asula fribinhem emein b'daik lechol alter shnei aminim oyaper simin shiros lechol alter etc. Hey, famous kula of the Shemir Shabbos Gacha that he thinks they've invented. Takom urav asur lemaynok yosadikol stud b'tam yuchadol. You can't store silverware and put each one in its compartment. But you can't even take all the forks and dry them, put them away, and all the knives and dry them, put them away, and all the spoons dry them, put them away. He says, Shamati from Shlomo Zalman. That's a Chiddush here from Shlomo Zalman, and this is often misunderstood. A lot of people misunderstand the Chiddush of the Shemir Shabbos Gilchata as being matzah something that he didn't mean to be matzah. They say, what does that mean? I can't sort something by saying, first take all the forks, then all the spoons, then all the knives. But if I just pick randomly, knife, put in the knife compartment, spoon in the spoon compartment, fork in the fork compartment, they think that's what the Shemir Shabbos Gilchata meant to be matzah. And then that would be matzah a lot of things. Right? If I have like toys mixed up, right? The Monopoly pieces are mixed with the wrist pieces. I can't take out the Monopoly pieces or the wrist pieces, but I can just pick out pieces randomly and put them in the right box. That is not what the Shmir Shabbos meant at all. That's borer. Why is that less than any other borer? What he meant specifically is, and that's what all the later Sfarim that discussed him explain. Everyone explains the safer, the or Shabbos explains this, he knows the Shmir Shabbos is often a safer, et cetera. He meant specifically if you're drying silverware. Why? Because anyone ever dry silverware?
Then you're using it.
Can you dry a whole, like 20 pieces of silverware at once? No, you have to dry each piece of silverware separately. So what he's saying is this, Mela, you have to dry each piece of silverware separately, meaning in order to dry the silverware, you have to take it out of the tarobis. So if I take a random silverware out of the tarovis to dry it, now I haven't done any borer. I just took a random piece out of a tarovis to dry it. But now it's already out of the tarovis because all the silverware is down there in the sink or the bin, whatever, basin, whatever. And this silverware is my hand. Now it's out of the tarovis. It's not borer anymore. I can put it wherever I want.
That's his Kool-Aid. His Kool-Aid based on the fact that I wasn't taking it in order to sort it. I was taking it in order to dry it, which is not for the purpose of sorting. You're allowed to take things to dry them. And once I took it to dry it, it's not Ma'orav anymore. Once it's not Ma'orav, it's basically the same idea as our Bevi. I can scatter it all over the place. Now it's not Ma'orav. I can put it where I want. I can take one piece to dry it. Now it's not Ma'orav. I can take it where. If I first take overnight to dry them, then I'm already doing Ma'orav. But if I take randomly to dry them, you can't call a Ma'orav to take to dry silverware randomly. And once it's out of Tarovet, it's out of Tarovet. And now it's mutter to put it wherever I want. That's the Svara of Shui Shabbos Yochasa, but it should not be misunderstood.
Why can I not go and dry the pork first?
Ah, because then I'm taking out the pork for the purpose of drying it and sorting it. So I'm already doing Borer.
Drying it?
No, but if I specifically picked out the pork, I'm already doing Borer.
I'm doing it to dry, Rabbi. I'm
not. No, but if I specifically look for the pork, then I want to dry Dafka a pork. If I only want to dry a pork, then Borer.
No, but why would I think I have to dry then better? What? Why would I think I have to dry it? I think I have to throw away. Why would
it
be better?
Because I
think I have to dry Borer anyway.
No. Taking out the dry bone borer, if I select, if I'm a borer, what I want to dry.
Not selecting is not borer, then not selecting is also not borer.
No. Because if I. You need something to be the key of the shame karovis. If I just randomly pick things up and put them in the right slot, then that's all one might say borer. I'm taking something out of the tarovis in order to separate it. That's utter. I'm taking it out of the tarovis to separate it. It's only that I took it out of the tarovis to dry it, which is a non-borer reason.
It is. You take out the pork dafka.
If I took out the pork dafka, that's right. But I take out randomly to dry it, then what I've done so far has no borer whatsoever. Had a totally different purpose of no borer whatsoever, and now it's out of the tarovis. Out of the tarovis. That's the story of the Shmir Shabbos.
Why don't we just take it for altar once away?
Because you're putting it away for later. That's not altar. Putting away is not using. Putting away for later. That's what putting away was all about. Okay, so again, just not to misunderstand this heter of the Shmir Shabbos.
It is exactly, but when I take a fork out of this pile, I want it, so I'm taking it to dry, so it's not there.
But I wasn't picking one type. I just took random.
I'm saying, well, even if I picked a fork specifically.
Ah, even if I picked a fork specifically.
It opens up those I'm doing it to dry right now. It's out there. And then I put it away.
I mean, obviously, it's not what he thinks, right? Because he says that that I can't do that. Why don't you call the drying the hishtamshus and then say if la alter? Maybe the answer is because the drying is not hishtamshus. The drying is preparing it for using later, right? Drying is not a shimush of it. That, you know.
Having cushion with dough fish, you don't work with any car to pick it up to dry.
Sure. Why? Because when I pick it up to dry randomly, I'm not doing any mites to borer.
What might they do?
I'm just drying things.
But that's not enough of a reason.
Well, your modah that I can pick up randomly one by one, dry them, and then just put them back in a jumble. Right? That your modah. Okay. So there's a chop. The chop or full dominant is, of course, I can't first take all the forks to dry them and then take out, but I can take one by one and dry them randomly and then keep them jumbled if I want. But once I'm holding it in my hand, it's not my word anymore. Why do I have to keep it jumbled? Now it innocently came to my hand out of the tarovet. Once it innocently left the tarovet, it's not in the tarovet, I can do whatever I want with it. That's the cooler of Shlomo Zalman. You might have said, oh, look at it all as one process. I took it out of the tarovet, dried it, and now I'm sorting it. So I took it out of the tarovet, the dry and sort. There's Shlomo Zalman. Once it's out of the tarovet, without any mites of braver, it's out of the tarovet. But if I only pick the forks, that's the mites of braver.
If we are taking it randomly, how do we know what's considered psalus and what's considered ochel?
There's no psalus and ochel and silverware. It's all equal.
And what's
Because we're machba like the Rambam, I'm not too many Oakland or.
But can we take this as a cooler for other things? Like maybe not necessarily for drying. Maybe I wanted to take the end of, oh, they're all the end of the thing. I think it's probably my closet, which is stuck, and I need a small little thing. So I use the end to pry it open. So you can use it.
That's not such a useful thing because having closet, you need to pry open.
And then you go to the next, and then for the next thing, you can use the cooler for anything. any power that you have, you can always use a cooler, no?
No, you're saying a different cooler. Can I find an excuse that I really want to use
so
something?
You found an excuse for this, and I was using it for...
No, no, what you're saying is a different cooler. What you're saying is like, well, the insincere usage. Meaning, what you're allowed to do, let's say I don't like tomatoes in my salad. So what do? I take out all the tomatoes in my salad to feed my kid who likes tomatoes, and then later I'll eat the salad. Okay, that's Hatcher Gumper. Even though my real kavanah was to get rid of what I don't want, and what I'm doing now is using it, that's okay. So let's say I need to pry open 30 closets, and I take out 30 knives to do that, then that would be fine. But again, I don't know how many people really like to do in real life.
Like cleaning up toys with some jolly. So can one randomly pick up toys, play with it for a second, and throw it away?
Laura, yes, but I don't know how practical that is. Okay. Because again, if you have a little piece of it better, I mean, you know.
How do you play with the block? So,
yeah, it's not so much, especially once you're dealing with Monopoly pieces. Like, you know, it has to be something that looks like a real piece.
Throw it into the bin.
No.
Really okay. Enjoy sorting cut.
It is actually interesting that one of the things that that Rav Asher says in the thing about cards that how can there's a game and the whole point of the game is to sort it? Maybe that's not Borer. Because that's all the Shema. That's not preparing it for Shema. But that has nothing to do with this. I can't think offhand of any games or the point of the game is to sort things. Okay. Anyway, so it's a limited heter. It's a good heter for drying. And again, it's only because you can't dry all the silver at once. You have to dry it piece by piece. So therefore, for non-borer reasons, you have to separate each piece from the tarobet. Once it's out of the tarobet, you can do what you want.
Thinking out randomly, do you have to like not look when you're washing the dishes, or like you can look but like not care about it?
Just you don't care. You're not makbid. Okay, we trust you. Other issues of what's considered mixed, what isn't considered mixed. Two things. Number one, the Ber Hetev, right? The Ber Hetev usually doesn't have Kiddushim. It usually just summarizes the Magen Avraham at the Taz. But here, the Ber Hetev in the Cotton Bay, both people are not in the Magen Avraham Taz. The Riavolakya, according to the Maritz alone, the second Ber Hetev, Kotav. Not the first part. One second. First, he brings all kinds of Sheetahs that we have often like. But then he says, here we are. Maritz alon shon hitcher lahatir tzurim and akot b'shabbat mitam acher the ain braver of the lach v'gametash tzura yeshav lach. Okay, you like to write. The lo shaych braver left up the fatfish liver of aldarit stop the malik bar baruhu b'havale ke mashvul beneath the mechalba the ain that borer ayin sham. What are the maritz? They were talking about how to get a fly out of your soup or wherever it is. On Shabbos. So said the Maria Balakya, strange, said, he thinks shot in the Rambam, which is not puzzling at all, that you're allowed to be borrowed to vocal altar. Okay, that's a radical sheet that we don't pass about. Maritz Alom, we'll forget that. Maritz Alom says, of course you're allowed to fly out of the suit. That's not a tarobis. Or the fly out of the, what did he say? Did he say what? But coast out of your wine, right? You're allowed to take a fly out of your wine. That's not a tarovit. The tarovit is something you have to like look for to separate. If you have a solid floating in a liquid, that's not a tarovit. Like the solid, the liquid, there's either difference. It's not considered tarovit. That's not what we're. That's the tula of the Maharit Sahalom. But then the Viralok goes on and quotes from the God Aaron cut of the hetters there who dachok me'od. And then he quotes the Taz, who says, against the Maritz Alon, you're not allowed to take the fly out of your drink. Says Baruch Solosh B'toch Ochel, Ela Likach Ben Amashkek, Taf Imahem. Rather, take some of the Mashke with it. We'll come back to that in a second. But another interesting thing, what about a solid floating in a liquid? Says the Maharitas, the Maharitas alone, not Borer. Why? Because they're also obviously separate. That's not considered separating. However, said the Yatara of the Taz, and we'll see the Mishnah and the modern day postium say it is Borer. That's still Borer. If the fly is floating in your soup, that's still Borer. It could be everyone admit. Let's say you had, I mean, this on a few entries anyway. Let's say you had 40 flies in your cup. You know, you leave your petal out by the summer, whatever. That's mamish straining, mamish a mixture, and everyone agrees that that's like classic Borer. Not that I would want to drink it anyways. But one fly just flies in and is floating at the surface. I'm used to think it's not Borer, but apparently we're not here. And we say it is Borer, and therefore you have to take it out with some drink. How to help take it out with some drink, we'll get back to in a second. I just want to add one last thing.
This is the
Berhete base. This is the second Berhete. Again, Maria Velafia said, told the vocal pocket of the altar, very non-standard Shita. Maria Palon said, oh, problem. And top stated. The last thing I want to discuss is this long biralacha in Siv Gimel, Dimarathel Lechol Miyad, with the Yeshuas Yaakov, about what if you have clothing on other clothing? Right? And he starts with a funny angle of Malach and Shikla Gupa, but then he gets to, which we saw the Ramban, and we saw the Balamor. He's assuming here like the Ramban. We'll come back in a second. But then he gets to his real life case. What's his real life case? He says that, give me a second. Where does he get to the case? He gets to Shemunach Bakar Min Echad al Min Shalamatami Menu. Masalak al Min Shalamatami Menu. Something's on top. You take off what's on top to get to the bottom. What about taking off what's on top to get to what's underneath? Taking off the top thing to get to the bottom thing. Right? Is that called Borer or not? And you want the bottom. If you want the top thing, then who cares? But you're taking the Ocha. Right? Let's say you want the bottom thing. You have
bagels, a bag of bagels.
A bag of bagels. On top of the bagels is all the pumpernickel, right? So you take off the pumpernickel to get to the bagels underneath, or okay, or you have you discuss later. I know a pile of coats. You go to Shom Zachar, the pile of coats. You have to take off the top coat to get to your coats. So what does he say? He says a few things. He says, basically, mutter for many reasons. What are the many reasons that he says it is? That it's mutter. He says, number one, they're not mixed. One thing on top, one thing on the bottom. That's not mixed. That's just on top. Oh, but if you can't see what's on the bottom, what's on top? That's not considered mixture. Mixture has to be mishmash, not top and bottom. That's the first tain. And even if you want to say that's not true, no, if it's piled on top of each other, that's still called Borer. But he said, even if it's called Borer, if you're just trying to get what's underneath, then that's just like getting rid of something that's bothering you. And therefore, maybe that's not called a malacha. And then he says, you know what? Even if you want to call it a malacha, and here's his big finish. Even if you want to call it a malacha, it's a malacha in Shikla Gupa. Why people like the Ramban against the Balamor? What did the Ramban say? Balamor says, "Bor is malacha in Shikla Gupa chayv anyway." The Ramban says, "No, it's Shikla Gupa. You're improving the Ochel." Said the Mishmur, you can't say you're improving the Ochel. You're improving something. The Yeshua of Yaakov said two minim is always mocking Shikla Gupa, which is funny that you can never have a video by two minim. You know, so he said, "Well, only the Rama was attacking two minim seals off the blue sky." Don't get that far. Said, but if you're taking what's on top and revealing what's on the bottom, you're not actually fixing what's on the bottom. You're not improving what's on the bottom. It was always pure. It just has something on top of it. Therefore, if Moshe is being looped, it's only Darbanan. And when it's only Darbanan, we rely on the Trin Sadesh, then that big piece is no chaff of Borer. So basically, he said, what if you have mean you don't want on top of the mean you want on the bottom. He says many svaras why he thinks that it is okay. First of all, he thinks that just taking off something on top is not borer. And he says, and even if it is borer, it's malachim shiblagum, which you're not proving what's on bottom. You're just revealing what's on bottom. Like classic malachim shiblagum. There's something you're getting rid of, something that bothers you, so you can do what you want. If you're not changing the chetza of what's on the bottom, and even if it is altered, even if it's malachim shiblagum, since that brings down to the Rabbanim, we could be so made on the Truma Sadeshtank. So if you look into the Deshtank, he said he would have been making if he was talking about Mr. Rabbanim. It was only not fair because he was supposed to finish the Raita. So that's why Lamaisa, we call this Bir Halakha. If you have a thing that you don't want on top of something you do want, then if you have something you don't want on top of something you do want, then you're allowed to take off what's on top to get to what's on bottom. Because maybe top and bottom is not borer at all, only jumbled is borer. And even if top and bottom is borer, it's melachim shibla gufa. So you're not actually improving what's underneath, just removing an obstacle to what's underneath. If I take pebbles out of wheat, that's not moving obstacles. Improving the wheat, they are in the wheat. When you take something on something, you can't go out improving it, right? Something's locked in a jail line, let it out. That's not improving it, just removing an obstacle. And therefore, in it's the Mlachin Shilugov and the Mlachin Shilugov or Somech on the Truma Sadeshen, who says these pieces are okay. So that's the only case we find that Somech on the Truma Sadeshen after this whole, after this whole very, very complex set of tainas, because he thinks that Mlachin Shilugov legufa, and maybe it's not Borer in the first place. Okay, so that's the Bir Halacha, and he's Somech. When there's only a bar of shashim nisur rabbanan on the Trumas Hadeshen, which is why, you know, if you have a pile of books, then l'kuli alma, you could take off the books you don't want to get to the book you do want. If you have a pile of boxes, you can take off the box you don't want to get to the box you do want. You have a pile of coats, you can take off the coats you don't want to get to the coats that you do want, etc., because they're not really mixed. And if they're not really mixed, probably not borer, even if it is an inus yichal gufa, you're not actually improving the chetza. And then we're so much on the Trumas Hadeshen. Okay, that's the kula of this long bir halacha. Yeah. No, his kula for books and is only if there's like you're taking off the books on top to get to the books on the on the bottom that you want. If they'll be borer in books, if for example, if they just take out the book you don't want, so it won't be in the way, and you're only need the books you do want, right? Not to take it out to get the ones that are needed. You borrow through the books and you separate all the books, that'll still be borer. Just taking off what's on top. Okay, let's go to Dalit. Yeah.
Are you going to use the others the first two sides and look how themselves?
He doesn't seem to rely on them by themselves, right? He doesn't seem to rely on them by themselves. Or if he doesn't seem to rely on them, l'chora, I would not mention that. Whenever you have smaller pieces, there's not such a pasha top and bottom. Like at a certain point, there's like the layer where there's a little of both, and you have to start separating. So,
well, at least as far as getting the one we trying to get access to not get inside.
Uh-huh. So he sounds like he's nervous being so on it. So I don't know. Not to miss. Okay, now Haber Tolot Toch Ochel Fil Bi'ar Achat. I am Tolot Toch Ochel, even with one hand. You might have thought that's an unusual way. Nope, one hand is a normal way. Is Chayav. Ad Rama. Filo Ochel Meruba Yish Yosher Toch Meruza Ochel Filo Hachel Yiver Absol Filo Fil Lechel Alter. Even if the Ochel is the majority, and it's more terrible to take out the okal, nonetheless, you have to take out the okal, not the psolus. Okay, this is based on a few machlokes we've shown it before we get to the before we get to the details. The Gemara in Beitza has a discussion about this. Says, right, Beitza daf yudalad of Beitza. Says something about the ochel being bigger in quantity, smaller, or they're either ochel or solus, we're not sure, small, more work, more quantity, less quantity. It's all based on the Mishnah says, in on Yontif. Habur kitnos be Yontif,
Beishami and Rabor Okel, but Okel Beishel and Rabor Kedarko. Beishami says, you take out the Okel. Beishel says, Bor Kedarko. Kedarko meaning, even take out the Solus. Okay, so what does this mean? And then the Gemara says that it has something to do with what's big and what's smaller. There are two issues. First, more of the question here. Says the Gemara, Amram Nilil, a metaphor, Shaokal Murbal Absolzo. Psulas Morala Okal, the very cold, no cold, so Okal Minich Subsolas. When is there a Makloka about to take out when the Psolas, when is there a Makloka when the Okal is bigger? That's Makloka, it's only Shama. But if the Psolas is bigger, everyone agrees, no cold, so Okal Minich Subsolas. So first of all, what did Rabbi Nilil say? Rabbi Nilil said, if the Psolas is Meruba, Lakuli Alma, no tell ochel. Okay, then the Gemara asks the question. What's the Gemara's question? Gemara's question is, Solas Morval Ochel Mi Kaman Deshari. What do you mean? Ask the Gemara. Solas Meruba Mi Ikaman Deshari. And then they give an answer. Okay, what's that question? If the Solas Meruba, then who is Mater? Who's Mater what? What does Rashi say there? And that goes through to the Rosh in the Torah. That what's the Gemara's question? What? Exactly. So what does this mean? Rashi, Rosh, and the Torah. If the soul is Meruba, who's not for anything? Obviously, Rabbi Gamliel doesn't mean the soul is Meruba. The Gemara, he meant Meruba is here. But he says, no. If the soul is Meruba Manish, in the end, Rabbi Gamliel didn't mean it. Hakol Moksa. You go by the rules, it's all Moksa. Nothing to talk about, it's all Moksa. Who cares about Boker? That's a big hunger. Whenever it's all Meruba, it's all Moksa. Okay, on the one that goes by Rove, why is this not so Pasha Mitzvara? Even though the Solus is Rove, why is that from Pasha Mitzvara should be Moksa? Yeah, because clearly the Okal is the Iker, Solus is Solus. Okay, the Ran reads it. The Ran reads this a little differently, and the Rambam also. The Ran and the Rambam read this a little differently. They say no, it didn't mean that. that you can't do anything. What did the Rambam say? Said the Rambam. No. If the psolet is meruba, pachuk shef author likach hapsolet mishum malacha or tircha. If the psolet meruba, obviously, why would you do more tircha and take out the psolet, which is more malachadic and more tircha? On Yontif, but you can just take out the Okal, which is more left along the left here for this. So, really, what are we going to do with the cups? Make them out of Charlie. Why would anyone have a problem otherwise? Obviously. The Ran says a little differently. The Ran says that if the Solus is Meruba, then it's obvious that the Solus is Mukta. Good way, good line quoting this. Here's the Rashi. If the Solus is Meruba, okay, he doesn't say very explicitly, but the Ram says in the end that similar to the Rambam, but if the Solus is Meruba, then Pashat Shap Solus is Mukta. The Solus is Mukta. Yeah, if the Okal is not. But if the soul is Meruba, you can't say just puffle the Okal and that Mukta, the soul becomes Mukta. So basically, for the Ran, the Mukta issue, the soul is the Mukta. For Rocky, the Torah, and the Rush, it's all Mukta. And for the Rush, like, obviously, we take out the soul. Basically, what's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina for us is, what about Shabbat, not Yontif? On Shabbos, according to Rashi, if soulless is Meruba, according to Rashi, the image is all Mukta. According to the Rambam and the Ran,
just take ochel mitoch tzoleh as usual. Meaning that's always the shabbos, right? I mean, there's no new pitch, right? So are we saying just don't take a tzoleh with a tzoleh from the merumah? And on top of it, you wouldn't take a tzoleh from anybody, right? Well, maybe. We haven't gotten to that yet. Or is it a chiddush of it all being muktzeh? Tan says a big chiddush here, says the Tan. Sifkatan gimel, the Torah kasa, the Apostles rule, the ochel asar afilu letal kolosha, ochel basal barov solit. However, he says, thing, the cracked nut, the shells can still be considered tuchel to the nut. And that's it. He just quotes it. The Tazkin Kapatkin like the Torah. What about the, what does it sound like from the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah?
Hi.
What? No. What does the Ramah say? Even if the Ochel is Meruba, still, you're not part of the Psoleh. What does it sound like?
Even if the Ochel is Meruba, and the same thing, the in the Ochel Meruba, take Ochel from Psoleh.
Sounds like either way you take Ochel Mitoch Tzoleh, that's what Moshe Shrug says on the side. He says in the Taz, but according to the Ramah, he sounds not that way. Machna Shekel says the thing. According to the Ramah, it sounds not that way. Okay, so what do we say? This is the Psak of the Taz. This is the Psak of the Moshe Shrug. And the Master Tashekel. And that's how we passed it. We passed in that look, Ramah says, even the Ochel Beruba, even the Ochel Beruba is the same thing. And therefore, we passed in that it makes no difference for us, on Shabbat, it makes no difference with Beruba. It's not Mokta. I'm getting a little ahead of myself. And you take the Ochel from the Psoleh. So we don't worry about Mokta. Why don't we worry that it's all Mokta? We don't worry, it's all Mokta. Clearly, the Ochel can't be buckled to the Psoleh. The Ochel is the Yikar, and the Psoleh is just coupled to the Ochel. You don't go by robe. You don't go by physical robe. You go by Hashiva's robe. Okay, the more interesting question is, what about the next case? What does the Gemara here say? Let's look at this for a second. One thing the Gemara for sure says is that on Yontif, on Yom Tov, what do you do for Beis Hillel? If the Ochel is Meruba, you take Psoleh. If the Psoleh is Meruba, you take Ochel. Why? Because you want to be Ma'ayit HaTirchon. Okay, then there's a question. What are Shas? How many opinions there about Shabbat? What does the Torah say? What did the Torah say on Shabbos? What should you take? What?
It doesn't mean whichever is smallest. It means whichever is the least tircha, right? Take out whichever is the least tircha.
Even the psoleh.
Basically, it's the same as Yontif. He says Shabbat is the same as Yontif. I don't want to take out whichever is left, because according to him, it's the Ochel left, it's all Mokta. So he needs to take out whichever is the least terrible.
That is a very wild sheet of the Torah, because I'm saying Yontif for his mother, Ochel Nefesh, but why have more terrible than necessary? But on Shabbos, shouldn't it depend on Derech Reira and Derech Achila? Now, you know, to me, taking off the least terrible looks like Derech Reira. That's very efficient work. Okay, but that's what the Torah says. The Torah says take whichever is the least terrible. Big fish. What other opinions have we seen?
What does Tosos say? Undefined dollar one out.
Says Tosos.
That same fish, you would take the smaller amount than normally, and you should ask it from the
exactly. Opposite. Take whichever is bigger, right? That's very inefficient, that's stupid. That's the point, right? The point is to not
Nu derech breira. The derech breira is the efficient and smart. That is the Tosfos. No, you have to be dumb to show that it's not derech breira. What?
Bigger meaning.
Yeah. Whichever is a bigger meaning, he's assuming bigger is like more terror. You know, he doesn't, on Shabbos, he doesn't explicitly tell us what he thinks about that. Gemara, what does he say here? Mashra, that Okhavitokhsolis is mutter. But later on, the Kofa Mechet sounds the opposite. And he says, no problem. He says, no problem. It just depends. Then taking the ochel is after taking salt and mustard. To be inefficient, do it stupidly. Okay, what's the third sheet? Does the Torah says always do it the least work. Resulta says always do it for both. What does it sound like for the Rambam? The Rambam's the Machaber. Always do ochel. All right, always take ochel. Right, what does Rambam basically do? What does he do with Tolus Ruba, Oka Ruba, etc.? He ignores it. That's the basic. What's that? There's nothing with Boshas. How do we pass it? Let's read the Ramah. Bafilo, Oka Ruba means Yotar, Tirka, Rirta, Okel, Filokal, Yimur of Tolus, and Lubdi Lechla Alter. Both Machaber and the Ramah are like the Rambam. Both Machaber and the Ramah are like the Rambam. Machaber quotes the Rambam and the Ramah. Makes it worse. Plus, it seems like everyone pops like the Rambam. No one pops in life. No one quotes the Klal. Theoretically, you said don't do anything. You quote all the Shitas. No one quotes the Klal for the other Shitas. We pop and pop like the Rambam. Seems to be just have a lot of things below this I mentioned earlier. Meaning, is it that if you do it derech akila, it makes it mutter? Or if you do it derech greater, it makes it us? Is it that anything that shows it's connected to your eating is mutter? If it doesn't show connected to your eating is author? Or anything that's professional is author? Anything that's unprofessional is mutter? Also can take by the Hajira that what the lumbus of Koko that Derech Reira is Oster, not Derech Reira is Mutter. Right? That seems to be the lumbus of Tosos. Ah, so if you want the efficient way by taking out a small if that the Derech and Black Mush out of the Reira, that's Oster. If you do it the efficient way, then it's not that. Not that you're in a hotel, right? If I was eating something that was mostly Tolus, I wouldn't take out the Tolus. Not that the Derek of the eater, but it's not the Derek of a worker. So if it's told the acre, it cannot be the Derek of a worker. Whatever is not the Derek of a worker is full Derek of Hila, meaning not Derek of work. Not the Derek of Hila in the category, because whatever is not Derek of work, full Derek of Hila in the same worker. While the Rambam can say the other. He would say, no, why can't we take the hotel? A professional might also take the Okel in some cases. What's the Okel of 10%? Why would a professional be stupid and take the Tolus? Professional will take the Okel. No, we don't care what looks like a part of your meal. When I take Okel, that looks like a part of my eating. When I take Tolus, that doesn't look like a part of my eating. When I take Okel, it's the sewer to my Akila. So he seems to say that there are Akila. What is there are Akila? To take food. Meaning that the heads are a lot of these Malachos. That you know, cocaine and etc. That were matter in some cases. If it's something that's part of the effort, anyone in a meal, these things. Derech Hatila is mutter, not Derech Hatila becomes Derech Greer is author. Meaning, all the effort I'm going to say, Derech Greer is this, Derech Hatila is that. The question which doctor, which Bob doctor, it seems to really come to a head here. What if one is bigger, one is smaller? Or I really have no idea. For the very serious. Well, I would always do whatever most efficient. To minimize tirpa? Okay, minimizing tirpa sounds like a nice life for a bottom. I mean, that should to make a difference. All right, so the tirpa's working so in the bottom. Anyway, but Tosa thinks a lot of sense from perspective of whatever is not professional is called tirpa. The Rambam makes a lot of sense by saying whatever is not part of your eating process is called work. Yeah.
The good way you could just say once it's biyad miyad, there's no better prayer already.
What?
Once a quinta tour, can you say once it's biyad miyad, sorry, like
other? Meaning, you have to say, oh, so that has nothing to do with the kahira, that's a separate in your tirpa. It's just like weird because we wouldn't think that would belong in Hilchas Shabbos. We would think that would belong in Hilchas Yom Tov. But that's what you have to say. You the Okhon soul told that Okhon has nothing to do with the Etzem Malacha, just the Drabon and tirpa against the hopping of the Gemara that we did the chayav and mutter, or he has the right of far about the right of far that you do whatever the least terrified it's mutter, otherwise upper. Means that not sort of usually have to walk up. Okay. Sorry, you know, the story of the tour, but I think the Rambam and Tosfos are good here, but it's very, very clear how we paskin. It's super clear how we paskin. Okay, so let's just ask a few questions. Let's think of a few questions. Are there any cases where you're allowed to? Yes,
Micha.
Yes, but it's not an Arab Maruba, it's Maruba Patera. Doesn't matter the quantity, it's Patera. Based on the next line, which says, oh, it means it was Maruba and Quantity, but Mumi and Patera. It's Maruba Patera. Yes, and not to do whatever's easy, but we work, which makes a lot of sense. The Heter all that fish, but Chazal didn't want you to work harder than necessary. Right? That makes perfect sense on Yom Tov. Okay, why the Torah applied to Shabbos is a tema. To me, maybe you have a good story. You can say it's just not a great story. Okay, are there any cases where you're allowed to take the psoles from the ohel? So I think we already discussed that. Are there any cases when you're allowed to take the psoles from the ohel? We saw the bir halacha, which the bir halacha, the sixth bir halacha said that if it's a head of lettuce, right? He's talking about lettuce there. And the outer ones, as they often are the psoleh. You have to throw them in the garbage, and the inner ones are good. You're allowed to take the outer ones out of the inner ones. That's why just taking off the peel, all that's not great. Okay, maybe we should get more of the peel. Okay, so one thing is to take off the outer layers. How do we know taking off the outer layers? Like, meaning if the ochel is inside the psoleh, you're allowed to peel off the psoleh in order to get to the ocha, like the outer layers of the outer leaves of the lettuce. Why is that? So, good question, but that ties into the question of peeling. Where do we get peeling? Interestingly, peeling is not a chain of tests. Where's peeling? What? Hiding, it's not even in Shin Chaf, where we might expect it a little more. It's hiding at the end of Shin Chaf Aleph, which is a lot of lush and random things having to do with food. What do we say at the end? After Likl of Chumun of Tolim Shekulif Laniach, Walekul Alter Shari, Ba'ayin Le'elstim and Shin Yotet. The last Rama says, you're not allowed to peel for later on, but the Alter is okay. Okay, whenever someone says, you're not allowed to do it for later, you're not allowed to do the Alter, you start to suspect they're talking about which Malacha? Boer, and just in case you weren't sure, he says, I am finishing your test to let you know that he's talking about Boer. So what does the Ramah say here? Peeling is Boer, but it's much of the altar. Okay, that's already a little funny. Because if peeling is Boer, then what's the kasha? And peeling is Boer, but it's much of the altar. All peeling is psoles mitoka. So how is it mother? Meaning, paint up you're peeling with your hands, right? Meaning, the tzolim and shuman generally deal with your hands. And paint up the altar, but it's psoles mitoka ochel. So why is it okay to peel? So that is the big machlokes. Why is it okay to peel if you're taking the psoles from the ochel? Says the Mishnah Brewer here. Says Mishnah Brewer here, it's borer, liklof, and just like in Simon Shin Yotet Beramata Ochum and Apsoles La'alter, so too here. Of course, that's a little funny because aren't we taking the Apsoles from the Ochel? So what does he say in Tivkat and Sadi Tesun Shar Tzion, quoting the Prima Gadim, he said, the e after binyan acher below havi kibor psoles me ochel e after binyan acher. When you have an outside and an inside, the heter is e after binyan acher. When there's no choice but to take the psoles out of the ochel, then that's considered like ochel mitoch psoles. Again, this would seem to cut the same lumdus as before. What's the difference between ochel mitoch psoles to ochel? Isn't that taking out the psoles is more of a professional way
Or is that thing at the O'Call shows your is the way people eat? No. Over here, it's only one way to do it. Both the professional way and the eating way is in the field. So does that make it upper? Is it both a professional eating way or mother? Is it both a professional eating way? Some people say mother. That would work well for the longest of the Rambam. If you're doing it in the eating way, that makes it mother. We don't care if it's clinical, professional, or not. The real question is about eating. Professional is not what we call anything that's not eating. Okay, that's the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim says the heter is eat after. Interestingly, okay, we'll get there in a second. That's the Shartzion says in Tadi Tet. What the Bir Halacha says, there's a long Bir Halacha here. We'll get to Tavamina in a second. But he said that, that look, the Yerushalmi says it's Bor. Okay, the Yerushalmi says, not sure if the Bavli agrees or not agrees, but all the Yerushalmi quote, the Yerushalmi says Bor. However, it's Mutal Alter, so the Yerushalmi also, the Trupa and the Smack and Mordechai, they all say that it's Mutter Le'alter. So why is it Mutter Le'alter? What does he say? Someplace here. Okay. Maybe we'll just leave it at the short seal because I can't find his lotion here. But he said something similar. Exactly. That was from the Bir Halacha. Okay, yeah. So that's the same thing as in the Shartz Dion. That's very clear. The Mishnah Berurah and the Prima Gadim say it's a heter of why peeling. We all know you can peel. Or I shouldn't say we're peeling water. We already because you could have why it's not up. We already discussed. Why is peeling not forer? One answer is the Prima Gadim and the Mishnah Berurah. It's not in the Mishnah Berurah, it's in the other two parts, right? Kevan de'i efter ve'inyan acher habi ke okel mitok soles. Meaning, we're not mad. If there's only one way to do it, then it's mutter. There's no choice to open the full throat of okel. Then it's mutter. That's derech achiva.
A lot of people can eat like cucumber that you need to peel. You can eat it. It's just you don't want to.
Yeah, but let's say there's something we can't peel, right? For the sake of argument.
I'm asking about regular.
Oh, we'll get that in a second. Let's get that in a second.
Then what do you do? That allowing you to use like a filter or like something like that? Something similar. It's an idea.
What does that filter have to do with?
I drink unfiltered water.
What?
I'm saying no. Like if you have to filter out or sifting, I mean,
what does that have to do with peels?
Then you're removing the bag because there's no other way to do it. No.
I tried to do nothing. Since it's Eof Shabinya Acher, we don't differentiate over the full of Oka. You still need the Yad and Laut. We're not Matar Klin, we're not Matar Lachers Man. However, there are other Shitas as well. What are the other Shitas? What does the Aruch HaShulchan say? It's not Borer. He said, healing is just not full Borer. Borer is separating, sorting things, not peeling things. And peeling is full dot. And there has to be a reason why it's not dot. But peeling is not full Borer. Healing is not full Borer. That's the Aruch HaShulchan. He thinks just not full Borer.
To do with the Laos? Why didn't you go out there?
What?
Why didn't you go out there?
And by the way, let me just point out that that the Mishnah Berurah also points this out. He says that he would have thought that healing does not like machsheves and it's not shame malacha. Even if you want to eat it later, it's mutter. Okay. But he says, I'm not going to say that. So I'm not as bold. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's just not called Borer, right? That he says here. He says,
Ulachora machma b'dibrayam that is called borer, but nearly, and he brings a raya, that it's not called borer at all. Ah, oh, what were they talking about when they talked about borer? They meant if you peel it, and then you sort the peel from the foods. That's what's only mutter la'altar, right? If you first peel it, and then leave a big bin full of the peels and the food mixed, and then separate them. But if you peel it, immediately throw the peel in the garbage, no problem. So that's the Aruch HaShulchan, and this is also the Havamina of the Mishnah Brura, you know, the Havamina. I mean, not Mishnah Brura, I mean, you're a lot of the same person, right? The Bir Halacha, Lulei Dibrei Rishonim, right? If not for the Rishonim, he would have said that the Bavli, which permits peeling a lot of barley, disagrees with the Shami. He says, no, it's just not called borer.
What makes it not borer?
What?
What about it is not borer?
That is a good question. Mr. Brewer is very clear. He says, what kind of borer, right? Here he says also, says, what kind of borer is this? Okay, what does he mean? What kind of borer is
that? It's together, it's not a tyrobin.
Right? So it's not so clear what kind, so give me a second. What do you mean by what kind of borer is this? Right? They both think it's not a lot of shit. Why? Because there's more of this, you can peel barley, it's not a lot of shit. They don't totally explain, like, why is it not? Right, they don't really, neither the Aruch HaShulchan who really believes it, nor the Bir Halakha, who just says this is the Havim, it's not for the Rishonim and the Ramah, explain why it's not Borer. I saw that
from Morocco, right?
Which
is Rabbi Shach's father or something. Rabbi Shach from Morocco. Okay, he said it's not called a harubis. Harubis has to be mixed. A peel on the inside are not mixed. They're not mixed. There's an inside, that's not called mixed. Maybe the part is because it's not mixed. An outside and inside is not mixed. The mix it has to be in between, not outside and inside. Similar to the Mishnah Berurah Bara, that he didn't fully rely on that a top layer of bodily is not mixed. So to take it a little further, an outside and inside is not mixed. Why? Maybe it's not mixed just, you know, not called mixed. Or a svara the Mishnah Berurah about the fish mentions. Remember the fish Mishnah Berurah? He mentioned a svara from the Yam Shel Shlomo. What svara did he bring from the Yam Shel Shlomo? What's the svara from the Yam Shel Shlomo? Oh, here we go. What he did? What was the svara he quoted from the Yam Shel Shlomo? In the Shabbos kitchen. Rabbi Cohen, he says different type of Yom Shlomo. He says he likes the Yom Shlomo. What did the Yom Shlomo say? The Yom Shlomo said, even taking bones out of fish is not borer. Parts of it are not mixed. Honestly, the bones are in between each piece. Why did the Yom Shlomo think that's not borer? Look to do so based on the Rabbi Chanan. How did Rabbi Chanan explain between duck and borer?
Borer not borer.
Duck is machover, borer is not machover. Whatever is machover is not borer. The tsur of borer is different. You think they're not machover. What machover is not borer? Okay, this is not machlok, it's what its bar is. So Rav Meshach says the Aruch HaShulchan svara is outside and inside is not a tarobet. The tarobet has to be mixed in between. And Rav Dukha Ben Cohen says, like the Yam Shel Shlomo, I'll pee the rach. Okay, I didn't play. What's that? That's a big fish. Anything attached is mokka from motor. Why the dust? Okay, that's why there's killing that off. Please. But mokka from motor. Borer is only separating things that are two different, not breaking apart one. When you break something apart, that's not borer. Only the two things are separating and you sort them, that's borer.
people call an Isser Gavok a Tarobet? Do people actually think that this is a Tarobet when you have a peel around the night?
Mr. Murda. Again.
So do you think the Tarobet?
Tarobet is a brave one. I think Tarobet is your idea.
Yeah, I understand.
That's a Tarobet. You have a PL mixed with the orange, and you're separating them.
I think that part, we need a Y for that. There are something that's obvious that it's not a mixture.
It's even better than two pieces of the fish which are only next to each other. They don't even attack.
Yeah. You need to find the PL and peel off the right side.
That's not a problem.
So you're talking bigger.
I don't think that's really a problem.
Okay. They just have a broad definition of power. But anyway, what the obvious nafkamina between the Aruch HaShulchan and the Prima Gadol slash Mishnah Berurah is the Pshat of the Ramah, right? Meaning, Pshat of the Ramah is that he just thinks only much of the Alter, right? I mean, not Pshat, that's the Ramah. No, that's the nafkamina. Although, of course, that he should have said two nafkaminas. What's the nafkamina is that here it's only Mutter. According to the Gadol, it's a Hector. Don't worry about Solas and Ochel if it's EF, sure, it's all considered like the Ochel from the Solas. Why? Because the only way to get to the Ochel is okay. So, Mutter rocks, La Alter, and what else should I write here? No, what else should I write here? La Alter? Right? Miyad, Miyad. The Hector is that. Also, Ochel, you need other conditions. Where do you have a shot? Should be mutter. Ah, the bo bayom. Okay, we're not letting you brother shadows that far. I do when we go up. Ah, the bo bayom. And even the kli. If it's not borer, it's not borer. Okay, now we get to a big nafkamina. Big nafkamina is that you're like the Rosh Hashanah, it's mutter even to do it for leader, and even the kli, if you use a peeler. According to the mission, we're the Prima Gadol, which is, of course, the Shadow of the Ramah. Oh, the Ramah says, well, after. Right? If it's only with the altar, it's also only with the riyah. Lots of things you feel riyah, right? Because that's my knowledge. Onions and garlic only feel riyah. I never heard of using this. There's some funny leaving that analogies for like peeling garlic, like it's so common, but they certainly didn't have it. Most people don't resist it. It's certainly not a peeling, right? Okay, and this is the Ramah, because of the altar, the Ramah goes on the Mr. Bird's side, right? Because of the altar. Only mutter biyad, and it's usher v'kli. So from here we see that we have a limited heter of peeling.
Yeshar b'nei acher doesn't limit yeshar b'nei acher, right? Meaning you can use a knife and
correct. It's not literally. You can always cut it in half and scoop it out.
But
yeshar b'nei acher is that? It's a good question because everything's after, right? How do I peel my onion? The truth is, the onion might be literally the onion. The garlic might actually be. After I cut the garlic in half and then peel the garlic out and scoop the garlic out of the peel, maybe. An orange certainly in cut half and scoop out the orange and scoop out the orange.
Well, we put it in the garlic press and that would get everything out from the shell like that.
The banana deoxygen.
But
banana
deoxygen.
I don't know. I can cut the banana in half and make the banana out of the peel. Okay, that would pull the after being an hot character. That you can't like actually get the normal hexa that you get in, you know, in any reasonable way. Yeah, it doesn't literally impossible. The lettuce also. I don't know, the very sharp nice slice of lettuce down the middle, but start taking out the good things. That if something is around something else, and the only way to get to that thing is by going through that thing, that's not whole close to the ochel. That's just trying to get to the ochel. Now, the what comes out of this? What comes out of this is that that it's usher to use a peeler. It's usher to peel for later. That's where I'm on, right? Usher liklo shum sol shakov lahaniyah of a lechol alter shari. And it's also used a peeler on Shabbos. From here, we see it's also used a peeler on Shabbos. Yeah?
A nafkamina would be, let's say, like a peeler that's edible, no?
No, no. Give me a second. Okay. A peeler should be offer. Are there any appearance for a peeler? So, there are two potential heterons for peelers. One is
look at the Magen Avraham, says the Magen Avraham, we're still in Shin Chav Aleph, Sifkat, and Lamed, Ve'im Kein, Aftapuch, Masha, Lekul, Zaniya. You can't peel Tapuch and Lamed. The Mishnah Berurah calls him. And Sifkat and Peid Aleph, where did Tapuch and I go to Mishkeid? But if you're in the Sharet Kiyon, Tani Zayin, he quotes from the Kriyat Vadim, we're going to come to our end, the Tzivs of Tapuch and Rova, and also Sarkat, the Lod, the Kach. It's Nechol, and Aftachach. Kein, Aftan, Yech, is one with Shari. But everyone eats apple peels. So here, if the machlok is, how do you answer the kasha of the prima gada, which the Mishnah Berurah seems a little not so clear about. So Rav Moshe is a big fish. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that. Right here, the one that's on the Makoros, that Hrimgad is only mocked of Lochowik. So we have to answer our opinion. What does that mean? Hrimgad is Thomas means Mayan, so let's move on and answer the question. And it must be that, wait, since you're throwing out the peel, that so let even if it's perfectly edible. That's a very big fish, is for Moshe. He says if you're throwing out the peel, it's offered even if it's edible. Meaning he admits, what's being done with kasha? Remember, ochel from ochel, if it's one min, there's no iser bor, right? So the apple and the peel are one min, and if it's ochel and ochel, there's no bor. And obviously, if I piece of apple and piece of orange peel, or if I piece of pear and piece of apple peel, even if they're both ochel, it's a min. But no, the apple with its peel is one min. One min, if it's both ochel and petzer gomer, is mokgami bor. So, what about, two questions. One, edible peels. And we mean shalom day of chak, right? It's only edible day of chak that they'll be drunk on it. Not talking about it's disgusting. But most people eat apple with the peel. It's very normal to eat the apple peel. I think most people eat the apple peel, I don't know. The apples. I'll have a raise up in my calf. Says be for Ingrid Moshe. It's called psolet because you throw it out. When do we say ochel from ochel is one with one man? If you're eating them, even if you're eating one now and one in a year from now, you can eat the fish, won't eat the fish, but you're eating them both. I don't care when you're eating them both. You can eat one tomorrow and one next week. It's ochel from ochel 1 minute. But big apple from small apple. Even if there's no alter, and even if I'm using a big apple sifter with like a little bit big to let it fall through, no problem. It's all one minute. I'm going to eat them all. But if I throw out the peel, that makes it soulless, even though it's edible. An edible thing you throw out is soulless. Okay. That is. And the get it to remote. What?
You can decide that it's soulless and another minute.
No, once it's soulless, you can within 1 minute. Soulless stuff. Or quote the open soul to the find it to mean it, whichever way you want. That's the man. Right, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is ochel she'omed lizarek chashub soleh. That's the big chiddush. According to this verbose, yeah. If I want to separate the big cookies from the small cookies, they're all chocolate chip cookies. I want to separate the big and small cookies to throw the small cookies in the garbage, so I'm very wasteful. That would be an extra dollar. Now stolen. Okay, no one agrees with this Rav Moshe. No one agrees with this Rav Moshe. The Iglei Tal says Moshe, the Shabbos Shabbos says Moshe, the Shmir Shabbos Golchasa says Moshe. And he brings from a gazillion acronym against Rav Moshe. And Perek Yimel, footnote Sadi, says the Shmir Shabbos Golchasa. Are we kosher for Rav Moshe? We're not kosher for Rav Moshe. Big Napkamina. What does he say? Cleaver, where we like Hilav Rove, the Adam Oklanosa. Like he says, an apple. Or a pear, or a peach, or a tomato, or skin of fish or meat, or chicken, I mean. Mutter to take them out on Shabbos. Yesh Omrim, that it's Usher. The Yesh Omrim is, I am Gam Shut Igris Moshe, etc. But that's not the mainstream. That's not the mainstream sock. The mainstream sock, he quotes Lach V'Achronim, which is Mekel, basically. The Sha'ar Poskim say mutter the cholope, meaning even the cleat.
this mocha from Boris. Right? And how do you answer the Supreme Goddess Kashta? That's hard to answer the Supreme Goddess Kashta. The Magen Avraham lived in the 1600s. The Magad then lived in the 1800s. I don't cut apples. The Magen Avraham, the apples people didn't eat the skin. And the Supreme Goddess Kashta, the skin. Yeah, it depends on culture, it depends on strain of apple, that a lot of these things change. They first say, the Magen Avraham an apple, then you'll eat the skin. And that's the Shira Shabbat Kofat. It says, a tapua ate. Currently, the Makam Shiro Bnei Adam Okonosah. Depending on your place, you're the one in the problem. Wait, is that the question? Is it that the Supreme God is just, we have a cop answer, sort of, you know, or of course you're right. Just so again, they don't get to the Makam Shiro Bnei Adam, the town they didn't eat apple peel, and the Supreme God is the town they did. And again, it's probably different kinds of apples. Okay, we talked in. Like the other ones posting that, but they're not meant to the fact that that according to the Rosh Hashanah, it's all about their enemy. Right? So this is all the according to the Rosh Hashanah, it's all about their enemy. According to Mr. Brewer, this is about most of the other Chronim. We pass like the other Chronim, you're allowed to peel apples or cucumbers with a peeler. Says very well, it says the Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to peel apples or cucumbers with a peeler. Why? Because it's Okal from Okal in 1 day. So it's Mukka from Boger again. If I would glue an apple peel onto a cucumber, that would be a clear problem because that would be too thin. But that's unlikely to happen. So it's much easier to peel away. Well, he says to peel your apple through your cucumbers because it's ochel from ochel and it's all one min. Or the other things he says here, pears and peaches and tomatoes, et cetera. Anything which most people eat, be peeled, which is a lot of things that we peel. That's a lot of things we peel. Most people eat the peel. I understand, not garlic. Don't eat the peel of garlic. And not onions. You know, it depends how you define the peel, but let's say the real outer layers. Not garlic for sure. Don't eat garlic peel. What else? Not avocado, right? Does anyone eat avocado peel? Not that I know of. What?
Cucumbers, people have the peels, or?
Yeah. Everybody loves the peels. And if you peel your cucumbers to eat them,
my wife does.
So you also have to peel the apples. I understand some thickness you have to peel. So every apple, you have to peel them, but if you just eat them, it doesn't count that, to make them dead, but then you have to peel them, of course. But if you just eat them, you don't peel them. Okay, so that is possible. I'll tell you a little secret. I don't even peel the potatoes or potato goes. If you ever come to my house, you should know. It looks exactly the same, but I'm kind of thing and it's a potato goes.
Don't you have to mash?
This is how you become a corn cook.
I don't understand. You put it in the food processor. Obviously, I'm a cleat, but even when I'm a man, why? The skin of chicken is more the stain of the chicken than the peel of apple is part of the apple. That's where that
peeler is. Chicken skin?
Most people eat chicken.
Chicken fries, right?
I don't eat chicken fries. Yeah, every time.
Raise your hand if you eat the chicken. Of chicken. Some people don't eat the skin of the chickens. They're on a dock or something. I don't want to share anyone's diet, but because you and me, I don't think the chicken skin is what makes the difference. You look at people like how they succeed in their diets and whatever. I'm not saying I'm a favorite diet in the first place. It's not the chicken skin that's what ruins people. Anyway, whatever, but she's on. Okay. Anyway, Kitzer, give me a second. So that is Ramosha versus everyone on edible peel. Give me a second. But then there's this funny mythor from Ramosha. Ramosha here is the ogre. There's this other funny mythor from Ramosha that no one knows what's shot. Very simple, I'm going to call it Shabbos Kitchen. Page 102. Vishamati me agon ruin feinstein schlitter sh aviv maran zatal pasak shemotel shtamish be makli mikali. Yeah, mikali. What? Anyway, says Moshe, you can use the peeler. 102 in Reb Simcha Kol Shabbos Kitchen. I heard from ruin feinstein that his father popkin that you could use a peeler without saying why. For Moshe, the big mock here, he said, you know what? Boger is not eating the apples. He said, they have to do a wilder. But you can do a wilder peel. You can use a peeler. No problem. Peeler. Interesting. No one's got a peeler toe for Moshe. Everyone's got to be the wilder and do it with a whole thing. That's the main thing everyone's got. All that was is cooler that no one would buy. The door for Moshe could use a peeler. It's not only infected. I mean, that only knows in this book. And no one knew why.
You know.
For Bacher Bacher peelers, and no one knew why.
Chickens.
What? Not for chicken. Yeah. Being the cooler of Moshe, that's okay. We have edible peels, right? Second issue is.
We need peelers even on non edible peels?
What?
Peelers on even non edible.
Well, all right. That might be. How about.
I think they were only invented in the 20th century.
Okay, so maybe that's one no one's ever remote discussed then. Peeler, the shock is that it's altered when borer applies. And that's wrong posted. Whenever borer applies, you're not letting the peeler. When borer doesn't apply, you're not letting the peeler. Peeler for Moshe, where does the borer always apply? From Moshe, me, Piha, Mua, Mutter. Mutter is a peeler. Why? Nobody knows why it's supposed to use a peeler. There are two theories I've heard from me and Ramosha why they it's mother to use a peeler. So one part of this story I've heard mostly from Ramosha is that you're allowed to use it. Oh, actually, that's not, I don't know. The part I've heard from some people is that, and it's not written anywhere. I mean, by now it is, but is that when you use our modern day peelers, you always take out some food with the solus. Therefore, that's not border. That's like taking out the fly with the wine, right? It's not border if you take an ochel and solus together because you're not separating. That is one spark. Now, each legend of that higher day. You know, first of all, maybe something was very good at healing, I don't know. But even so, like, is it really true you're taking out the ochel with the solus? Or like, you know, whatever ochel is sort of fucks the skin, that's the fall of solus. You know, if a little apple always comes over the peel, then you know, so okay. In, you're always taking ocha with a sola, and therefore it's not over. The other part of her name, Ramosha, is, which I, you know, that's a fish, which I don't like at all, but it is this part for more people, that's considered beyond, not a clea. A clea is only something like a sifter that has different that sizes that knows how to separate things. A clea is this is a book. Let's say I want to take the good from the bad. There's a salad on my plate. And I hate tomatoes. So I want to eat the cucumbers and whatever else and leave the tomatoes.
No problem. Yad la alter ochum tok soles. So he says, but I use a fork. So I'm using a kli. Moshe says, nah, the fork's not a kli. That's a yad arichta. Don't be silly. So but it's not a kloshem kli. What it means is the borer accomplished through the technology of a kli, or is the borer accomplished by picking just with your own hands? In fact, you keep your hands clean by using a fork. Doesn't make it a clean. Okay, that's where I can get more into. That's still called the yadi if I use a fork, because the fork has nothing to do with the border, just waiting for my hands clean. Maybe you can take this a little further. A peeler doesn't peel on its own. It's not like a sifter. A peeler only cuts wherever I aim my hand, right? If I aim my hand this way, it goes this way, I aim my hand that way. Since it only cuts wherever I aim with my hand, that's called the yadi. That's the other spark for Moshe. Now, to me, that's a big fish, because I'm not saying anything's possible. It's a big fish. I'm a little upset here. It's a big fish, because if it was a knife, I would accept that part. Even though a knife doesn't have to keep my hand clean. I can't peel without a knife, but I understand the knife doesn't know the difference between ochel and solus. It's just, it cuts wherever I aim it. But even by a knife, it's a chiddush. I need the knife in order to peel. But the knife only goes where my hand goes. So maybe that's called the yad. A peeler, you ever seen a peeler? Right? It has like a little hole of a certain size, wide. So it'll cut the peel, but won't cut too deep. That already reminds me of a strainer. It lets this much through, it doesn't let that much through. Right? A peeler actually is much more like a strainer. The peeler itself is shaped so that it has two sides to it, so that it cuts off the part that needs to be cut off and doesn't cut off the part that doesn't need to be cut off. That's not due to my aim. That's due to the technological power of the peeler. I think it's a tremendous finish to the revolution based on the fact that it's called the yad, because it's not just the yad. Otherwise, you could use a knife. The reason you use a peeler is because you don't have to aim so well. You just go like this, and it automatically takes off the top layer and leaves the bottom layer. But to me, that sounds like a real sleeve. That sounds like a thicker meat. So anyway, that no one knows exactly what the tzar of this Rav Moshe is. But as I said, the tzar of Rav Moshe for these two reasons, that peelers are mukher on Shabbos. That peelers are mukher on Shabbos.
The first part of the Moshe says that you can't, if it's an edible peel, how are you supposed to take the edible peel off without picking up all of it? It's a perfect, maybe a perfect knife for it, like.
Smoke and everyone was very good with this one. Meaning, if he held a peeler as mutter, because then if we're talking about apples, apples are not like garlic. Garlic, we understand. Yeah, apple, or you're saying probably any edible peel, at least the ones I can throw off hands. Always have a motion, the mutter, if it comes with some, oh, it always comes with some hotel. So, what does that do? I don't know. It could be here. It's smarter that the heifer bringing taking out the bulk of the solar stolen much of the altar. Which is our finish, but we'll get to. Anyway, Titzer, this is the most heifer peeler. We're not sure what the reason is. There are two theories. We're not in it, true, but he's the big mock there. But all of a sudden, when it comes to a peeler, he's a mechel, it's not a seer. He could say, in the tshuva, I was machmer on a different case, you know, or maybe I'm chewing machmer lacher's mind. But if you're doing the altar, then I'm the big mechel, and I'm mechel even with a peeler. Lamaitha, what do we say? It's hard to rely on this for Boshin Piashmu. It's against everything. The Spanish Dalai Lama doesn't quote it at all. It's hard to rely on this for Boshin Piashmu for inedible peels. For edible peel, like there's probably one of Duck Mutter, at least the Flaalter. Flaalter is a peeler for an apple, Mutter Mutter or both, yeah, because the peeler for Mutter, but for everyone else, it's the old 1 minute. The Nafkamina would be, what about an avocado? Can I peel the altar and avocado as a peel? Both would say yes. All the other hosts would say no, that's an inedible peel.
Yeah, but people only really use peels, like a peel if we're saying it's edible, no?
Yeah, you can't get on
kind of
things.
I use apples. So what you're saying is, there's no case where there's an afghanina. Of course, right? There's no case in afghanina. Everything we peel with a peeler is edible anyway.
There might be things that we don't use a peel on. But you can't use plots of Sabbath day, right? Because you have to cook it. Right?
Mango? No, you can get a rather.
Use a peeler for a mango? Do you use a peeler for an avocado? Okay, so the Maisa, even when I went most of the old peelers, because we only use peelers on Sabbath, you're right, you're not enough too much. Right. But that we can't do on Sabbath anyway because it's running because we only use peelers on Sabbath for anything, for apples and tomatoes. People do the cucumbers, pears, you know, apples and tomatoes. Apples and tomatoes, really. What's the one thing that's controversial though?
Here.
As a matter of fact, the Mr. Brewer's mafferin carrots in the Viralotti sense, right? Between being married. What are married?
Assume carrots.
You don't eat carrots on the night of Rosh Hashanah?
No, which is rare.
And merit is a lot of something. Okay. They're really only Yiddish. Okay. Yes. I know my grandfather always used to, I don't think really good. He said you have just a salad with raisins and celery and lettuce. For lettuce has a raisin celery. The dad, he was a grandfather, he got like square dad jokes. And he was a rabbi, so it's like shoot. All my dad jokes, I don't think. I know what the thing's called. Anyway, how about carrots? Carrots is very controversial. Of course, there are both that have been, you get through the heter of views.
But if you don't realize for most, yeah.
Part of the Arsha Shulchan is a heter. But if you don't realize this for most, yeah, then it's a problem. Says very well, like a big muckle. Many folks can say you can't peel carrots with a peeler. The one thing you can't peel, of course, carrots. And in fact, that's what the verse says. He says, he thinks not so cautious. He thinks it's more terrible. Why? Because you actually can eat the carrots with the peel. Most people eat the carrots with the peel. Most people don't eat the carrots with the peel. Whatever we said. I'm sure there's a good reason. Most people don't eat the carrots with a peel, but like wood. Like, it's not disgusting, right? I eat a chutney for sure wood. Even the pouch. Wonder. No. If I went someplace and they had, you know, a vegetable platter and they were unpeeled carrots, and I had no problem. Here's what I ate. I'd eat them. Even without the chak. It's nice to peel them, but even without the chak. So it's done very well. And hold on a second. I don't know. Would you eat unpeeled carrots without the chak?
Yeah.
I'm not asking what you would peel them.
Thank you, Queen.
What?
Clean.
I mean, if they're clean, So that's very much like, hold on a second. Carrots, really? Again, I don't know what the Mishnah Berurah's day. These things change from time to time, and I don't know how they process it. I bet our carrot comes to the supermarket a lot nicer than the Mishnah Berurah's carrot came to the shop. You know, they're probably cleaned somehow before they get to us, I'm sure, in the factory. For the last year, the factory's been in Holland. I'm looking forward to being there to start again. I think, are there Israeli carrots when Shemitah ends? Or is it all the time? We just only notice it. Of course, there's a lot of things we only notice in Shemitah. They're always so far. They just come to the sign. So it could be, you know, okay, in any case, they were pretty clean. So much that they're really good. What do you mean? They're edible. And even if you say they're not edible, you're at the moment of peeling his mother. And even if they're all wrong, it's certainly edible. He did. But worth the chash with Rabbanan. Three son-in-law hell. Worth, there's no chash with the right anyway. So therefore, it really says you can kill carrots. Also, thank to peel everything. That's our minhag. That's my, in my house, we peel carrots like very willy, even though a lot of people don't. Today's a good time.
As far as the original focus of Mr. Rao Kachavan, what are they about peeling orange? People, certainly people cut oranges into a few quarters.
First of all,
and then bite off the peel, they have
we all peel oranges, even the mature people, right? On tops.
I think you use your villas as a kula, you should use the kumar too. Like, it's not, it's some people, many people eat carrots without peeling. Most people peel them. If you would eat it, the kula, we say you wouldn't eat a carrot without peeling. So, certainly,
no.
The odds are how we look at a peel. So, how we're saying it's the villas with the kula, and look, the people would eat it, a carrot without peeling it.
So but an orange, no one would eat the peel.
No, people would. It's not considered AESH anymore. Because many people do eat oranges without peeling them.
I see what you're saying. Maybe that's not
how we find what people do.
Maybe that's not the heter of the. Maybe that's not called the heter of the Eftar, because sometimes people do bite the oranges for and eat. He said, sometimes people eat the flesh from the peel of the orange. Even good. Even on weekdays. So maybe it's extra orange to peel the orange, so you're not allowed to peel orange on top of wearing the teeth.
Well, the person say good, like, also reasonable, really good practice.
But now we're saying it's normal, a lot of people.
It's defining whether it's 2 minutes as whether it's yet.
Anyway, the Lemaisa, it's a good question, but I think it's the Lemaisa. Why here? I'm going out a little. Maybe we call that EFSHAR, because EFSHAR to get to the orange in the way most people eat it. Without that, you could also say he doesn't mean literally EFSHAR. What he means is you can't get to the food without hitting the klipa. And when you can't get to the food without hitting the klipa, that's called Tikkun ha'ochel to peel it, not tikkun apsolus, not hafaras apsolus. So could be the after mean there's no other way to eat. The after means that you can't access it without hitting the peel. And here you can't, or rather what it means that if you can't find it, if it's hidden by the peel, then maybe that's already called e after because it's tikkun ha'ochel. That's a good question. You know, either you have to say e after just means it's covered, not that you can't have another way, or you say, it's to get it the way most people want to eat it. And most people, you know, don't necessarily want to cut any quarters.
Isn't it most amazing for removing bones from fish and old age and because the egg? So clearly it's not about the cover.
Correct. That's an interesting question. Why isn't it F-chart to do differently for the orange? I have to think about it. Okay.
Can we say it's not like the mice of peeling with your hands? You look at your hand, you have to actually with a knife. With your hand, you actually get out there, and therefore that mice is not a mice of water. So it's a mice of getting to the hotel.
Interesting. I'm not sure. Okay. Anyway,
Why did peeling move the default? Why did peeling move the default? Even by most of them.
Why should peeling be over the default?
You could be asked.
I don't know. Whatever doesn't say anything, where is over the default isn't over the default. Laura, why isn't Olam Tzol over the default? Should it be over the default and Tzol is over the default? The answer is Chazal weren't goes over the default in everything in the world. Okay, let's just briefly talk about a few things. Okay, let's just talk about this long beer halakha. Which long beer halakha do I mean? I mean the long beer halacha and shin yud tests the if dalet about the bone of the fish. Right? After all, what do Yisrael Kedushin do to avoid the shiloh bones in the fish?
We can fish and fill the fish.
We make it fill the fish. Of course, part of it didn't make it fill the fish. But Ashkenazim Kedushin started eating a fill the fish. Now, it's a theory. I don't know if you can prove why Ashkenazim let them eat a fill the fish. Maybe they just like to fill the fish. Maybe they save money, right? And like going into the hot dogs, so they can take all the disgusting parts. You want to know if you want to notice them and save money. So that's like a whole fish. They take all the bones and everything, grind it up, and save money. Who knows? But maybe it's because you talk to those two, and they want to avoid shadows of barrier. So if you can build fish, there's no bones, then build fish, you don't have to worry about it. If you're a fish, there's bones. And you know, these bones and fish are real geshef. Getting the bones out of the thing. It's not posh, it's not posh. You actually need to know how to do this. How do I get the bones out of the fish? Shabbos, that's this big beer halacha. Dibrahamakil mitoch ochel bechule. How do you get bones out of the fish on Shabbos? So let's write some of these suggestions
of how to get bones out of the fish on Shabbos. So, right, Atmos Adaya.
What does the BLO say? What's the best way to get bones out of the fish on Shabbos? Right, well, let's see how he starts. Right, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He said, they do the normal way. You tear the dog migavo and you take out the, right, if you just open the right way, you can take out all the bones very nicely. And likewise the butter, rather you should take the meat off the bone. Okay, take the meat off the bone. That is the obvious way, right? That's the cognition food, and he doesn't like a lot of these hectares, right? How is it butter? Number one, Ethan, take meat from bone. Okay, by meat, that's much easier, and chicken, etc. By the fish, not so efficient. Not such a great solution. It says, okay, well, no one actually does that. Everyone just take the bones out of the fish. So says, nope, everyone takes the bones from the butter and the fish, etc. Tivchata. So we have to find a limud schot. So he said, maybe if they are edible, right? If the bones are edible. And he says they're soft. He even says that some of them, if they're rekichi, were in gamkin la'achila, that motzi, that you eat them, if you eat them, then there's no problem with ochel and ochel from one man. Right? Now, do we eat fish bones?
Small ones.
Not really.
Maybe. I don't know. Okay.
If fried, you can.
What? We eat certain
fish. If it's deep fried, you can eat the bones.
Okay. If they're edible bones, but again, most people take the bones from the fish, even if they're not edible bones, right? So that's not such a good heter. So what does he say next? He says, what about the Yam Shel Shlomo? Says the Yam Shel Shlomo that if it's attached, that's not Boer. It's just pikan ochel, it's not malacha. Therefore, it's no problem. Whatsoever. No chorber with the ochel, then it is no problem. And don't say that he only says that about shomer, about peels that preserve things. No, he says that. He says that in general, okay, Yam Shel Shlomo. Right, that's based on the Rabbi Hanano, right? So that's great. According to the Yom Shel Shlomo, it's no problem. Yom Shel Shlomo. No answer. If it's attached, that's a good answer. What does the Mishnah Berurah say about this? He says, you know what? He's not sure. You can take the Yom Shel Shlomo two ways. You can take Mukka from Boer, or you could say, not mukha from Boer, but it's not considered to be psholos no ochel. So all attached, there's no difference whether you take the psholos or take the ochel. So they're all attached. Either way, you're working on the ochel. Mm-hmm. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah that has a, what if the Birur Halacha conclude? He says, as a hafka gemura mi Boer. No, we can't rely on. We can't rely on the optimal. Could be Burley Gamre, like we're going to what if the cat's not over? But he says maybe you can have a modified Yamshel Shlomo. In order to Lahachib Sole Mitoka Ochel, to Ochel Mitoka Sole, he says maybe that we can rely on him. Why? It's still lower if it's attached. But if it's attached, you can't say Sole Mitoka Ochel, Ochel Mitoka Sole.
It's another good orange heifer.
It's attached. But you mean the Ochel Mitoka Ochel? They're one piece. Either way, you're working on the piece that has Ochel. It doesn't matter which half of the piece you pull out from which half of the piece. It's a Ochel Solet piece. If it's one piece, that's like a Lundo Solet. And therefore, the Nafmina is Motor La Alter. And everybody say, hey, coast. Okay. And Limkos Al Hamekel La Alter. Right? So that's what I mean. There's two different versions of this Yom Tov. If they have, if that called Gemura, it's much even like first not. But if you say that called Gemura, it should get you out of the problem called the Tov Ochel. There's one piece, it's always like the Ochel. Whichever one you separate from whichever, it's starting out of the piece of Ochel and you're just fixing the Ochel. Piece of Ochel is not the Tov Ochel. It's there with that people. And therefore it says, Ein Limkos Al Hamekel Li. Lealter.
Doesn't that imply that you shouldn't really do it?
Yeah, but it says, you shouldn't do it. If people do it, they have a wild list. Oh. Right? I skipped something in between. Because very, very, sorry, this should be 3, this should be 4, 2, he said, what if they do it? The second they eat it, not before the meal. He said, what if they do it the second they eat it? Sorry, that was a little before this. He said, Lo mi by the Esach Hila Gufa, the Zeh Epshel Nuchal Linfos Biyotam, the Eshal Almi Lismo. Who is the Almi Lismo? The Almi Lismo, as we mentioned earlier, the Maria Balakia. Maria Balakia said, the second before you put it in your mouth, that's not the word. Then it's more to even say Sholot and Toka Okal. Right. Says the Maharia Bulafia. I don't know how to spell Maharia Bulafia. He says this is what's called Miyad Lepeh. His mother ah soleh mitoch ochel. When he needs to alter the Torah suda, you need to be marking the open for that soleh mitoch ochel. But if it's not a part of the eating, you're putting straight in your mouth. And what did the Spear Halacha say about this? This is a Heter Gomer. This sounds like a Heter Gomer. This, he says, England Pope. Heter to England Pope. He's not so hot about it. He said, Heter to England Pope. Okay, what's he saying? If they would take the meat off the bone, which is very hard for a fish, Heter Gomer. If they do it as soon as they were about to put in their mouth, Heter to England Pope, they would be able to lock you to rely on. If they would be edible bones, then that would be mutter, but that's not usually the case, right? Meaning, and if they would have the actual Shlomo, he doesn't think you can rely at all. When a firm rejects the actual Shlomo, say it's mutter from Bora the Gamre. That's too hard. But to say it's mutter the outer attached, mutter from the Chilak of Tzolot and Tzolot and Tzolot, it's all one attached piece. You can't say which you're taking from which. You're mixing the piece. And it's Mokal Alter, that ain't Limchos. What's the problem? Ain't Limchos don't make Alter. People did it even not Alter. People did it even a long time in advance. So what did he say at the end? He said at the end, now we find a Heter, an ain't Limchos, the Limchos cultural Alter. No, that's the point. Yad L'Peh is like quicker than Alter. Meaning, I take the bone out, and then put the fish straight in my mouth, as opposed to when I'm setting up the meal. La'alter means setting up the meal, right? La'alter, meaning, Sarasasuda, right. Then what did it say at the end? The last thing he said is, last eitzah he has all the way at the end, then he gets into a tangent. And he says, therefore, ain la lo mechalim chos b'yam no gil ha'kel la'alter. I will attack him to la'akersman. Yesh l'zor ma'od, he has no heter for la'akersman. Meaning, he can't go as far as the Yom Shlomo Shlomo Ligamri. No heter for la'akersman. Then he just says, at the end, he says, and another eitzah, he said, that's a new heter. What if you suck each bone, take out the bone and suck it before you throw it out? That's called an insincere opening to silver. Same, what do you mean? I actually want the bone, not the fish. I don't really want the bone. But I'm using the bone, even an insincere usage, is a heter. That's a new heter in the bed. Yeah, we got to. La alter is a kula, not la alter, forget it. But is it? You can motzeit kol etzem. Achar shemotzio. If you take out each bone and suck the bone, then I'm not a fish bone, they're good to suck. That might only mean a fish bone good to suck. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That could be another heter. Yeah. There's no certain muktza when you're taking them out, there's no muktza, they're still attached. After you take them out, there's muktza. But when you take them out, they're still not.
Close my holy throw them.
Yeah. Now, what are some other what are some other terim? What does what's for Moshe? What's for Moshe's heter for the altar? What's for Moshe's heter for La altar. This is the Bir Halacha.
Rav Moshe has another heter for altar. It was a yeshar.
Exactly. He said, whenever it's a yeshar, it's what's the altar. Any yeshar is not their full until Hokel. So that's the only way to eat. Yeshar is the way to eat. Any yeshar, and what's the yeshar? So why did the Bir Halacha say that? Yeshar do it a different way. Right? He says, but what about if you have old people or kids or et cetera? Like, who would might choke on the bones? It'd be dangerous, et cetera. So says Rav Moshe, he says, for little kids or old people, he says, in E. Ashtar, Lakaka, Ochel, Mutol. So that based on that, Prima Gadim. Mutar, Lakaka, Solet, Min ha'okel, obviously, la'alter. It's only heter la'alter. See, the different heter la'alter from the Bir Halacha. Why? Bir Halacha didn't use the yeter. If it's the yeter, for what I understand, that means by poor folks who can handle it, etc. If it's the yeter, Moshe has another heter for la'alter. Just the Shmir Shabbat Kol Kofta brings, and then we'll have to end and discuss the next few points next time in Perek Gimel, where you discuss with the bones. Halacha, Yud Beis, he brings some other Terim. What does he say? He says, in your mouth, everyone agrees with Mutter. That's not a real block yet. In your mouth, everyone agrees with Mutter. We'll see later on. It's a rush. He says, Mishnir Shabbat Kol Kofta. What are Heterim? Shmir Shabbos Kol Kofta, he said, in your mouth, you can even put a stringer in your mouth if you want, we'll see. You can take solas from Ochel, because everyone agrees there's no borer inside your mouth. In your mouth, everyone agrees there's no borer. So if you put the whole thing and then take the, you have to be really skilled to do that. I'm not sure how, if I could do that.
Sometimes it's,
The sunflower seeds are not fish. And the last thing he said, or you could just take the meat off the bone, or you could, what's the last thing he says there? Mutter, you could suck each one if you want.
You have to take out the bone.
Can you hold the bone?
Or you could take the bone with a little fish. Take out the psolet with some ochel. Okay, we'll see why that's controversial. But what does he say? Says the Shmir Shabbat Kol Kofta, Yesh Mekfilin
lakacha sole im pach ochel. That's the heter taking out the fly with some mold.
Great.
So you can take out the bone with some. Take out. Don't just take out the bones to be efficient. Waste a little. Take out the bone with some meat, and then he said at the end. And you know what? La'alter, even those who do it the normal way, have what to be somewhat gone. Basically, what does Premier Tavis Kochata say? Well, every Premier Tavis Kochata, what does he say? He says, great, this is a great option. This is an option, according to some. And he says, you know what? It is what to be somewhat gone to do one of these options, right? La'alter, right? Yes. Lismok to Lalter, that would also fit Ravocha, right? Yishama Lismok Lalter, although he really means the beer halacha, but it comes to the same, right? Practically, six and four are the same. Okay, the edible bones he doesn't deal with, I'm sure he would agree, but he's just not dealing with this. The Mario Lafia, okay, there's Yishama Lismok, even. More than that, okay, that is the psak halacha, and then he says, and Yisrael Kadosh should make a felt fish. What we'll just pick up on that, and halacha mike, what does it mean for fish? Those who do the altar must be somachan, those who do not the altar, even though the altar soul is on the side, nothing to be somachan, to be pleyang yo hat like him. The right way is to use one of these, is to even the altar, even the altar pen not be made, although it's only in one post. The right way is to use one of these other tricks to get around. Borer, we'll just apply that to a few other things and go by for where to shine us. Yes, although chicken's a lot easier. Okay, I'll answer whatever is on the. Okay.
Southern fried chicken.